Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
I'm Greg Jarrett. Stocks are edging down as investors wait for the Federal Reserve's first policy decision and outlook since the elections. We check those markets every 15 minutes throughout the trading day here on Bloomberg Radio. S&P 500 is down 0.25%, down 5. Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 0.2%, down 32. NASDAQ is down 0.1%, down 5. The 10-year's up 11/32nds. The yield is 2.43%. West Texas Intermediate crude is now down 1.6%. That's 52.13 a barrel in case you need to buy some. COMEX gold is up 0.6% at 11.6610. The yen, 115.04. The euro, 106.58. The pound at 127.15. In Europe, the German DAX is down 0.3%. The CAC in Paris is down 0.7%. And the FTSE down 0.3%. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash. I'm Greg Jarrett.
This is Bloomberg Markets with Tim Fox and Lisa Abramowitz on Bloomberg Radio.
Cybersecurity, hacking, it's all in the news and it's all in everybody's corporate minds worried about it. Gil Shwed doesn't worry. He has a solution. He's the chief executive officer of Checkpoint. And they can be followed, of course, on Twitter at Checkpoint SW. And Gil Shwed joins us here in the studio. Thanks very much for being here. You are described by many people as the creator, the inventor of the modern firewall. First of all, do you use that name, you know, in public at any time? And if you do, maybe explain what is this idea of stateful inspection? What is this?
Okay, good afternoon. I did invent that technology, stateful inspection, and that technology, which is quite old today, but it's actually still relevant, basically knows how to inspect every traffic flow, analyze it at all levels, and understand what's going on, and based on the organizational policy, decide whether it's something that should be accepted, which is allowed or not allowed. Now, over the years, there is 23 years have passed since it was invented, that technology grown and has many more layers that can actually even today prevent and stop some of the most sophisticated attacks. So it's grown well beyond what I could have dreamt of 25 years ago when I started thinking about the idea.
Can you tell us about the sort of mechanics behind some of the more sophisticated hacking attacks? I mean, how people or how different operatives try to break into different systems?
So I think many of those, first, there are many, many types of attacks, and they use every possible bug or issue that we have in all the software that we are surrounded with. But many of them starts today by sending you something that looks like an innocent app for your mobile phone or an innocent file. You get a CV from a work candidate. That app or that CV includes something that would break into your computer. From their point on, it basically owns your computer and can download off the web or off its control servers any kind of software that can control the device.
Is this the type of attack that got into, for example, the JP Morgan system when the JP Morgan was dealing with a hack, or the type of hack that could have gotten into the RNC and the DNC, the Democratic and the Republican National Committees during the election?
This is exactly the same kind of attacks. Again, they use different problems, different bugs, different vectors, but this is all these attacks share this in common. And now they live into your computer, controlled by somebody in a different country or somebody that you don't know. And that person can use your computer to just click on some people's websites or to destroy everything or to get all your data or basically to do whatever they want.
In your mind, are there specific things that President-elect Donald Trump can initiate that would increase the level of cybersecurity for, let's say, U.S. government offices as well as for the general public in the United States?
I think what can be done is to really escalate the level of technology that the government or the public use. It's less about regulation. I think the issue with the government is sometimes that the bureaucracy and the complexity and the sophistication makes everything takes 5 years. So by now they start to draft a new RFP on a new technology. By the time it's completed, it's 10 years have passed and the technology is outdated. So I think there should be a way to encourage the government agencies to deploy new technologies fast in a less structured manner even, because that's the only way to work fast.
One big concern is that right now the safety is not very good to protect important U.S. files from a cyber attack. Do you have any insight into that? I mean, is your sense that corporate America and the U.S. government have been taking some serious and fast steps towards cybersecurity?
So I think first, America is relatively sophisticated in technology that we all use here, more than any other country in the world. But still, I think that you're absolutely right. We are not safe. Corporate America is not 100% safe. And again, today, if you look at the most advanced security technologies, less than 5% of companies use them company-wide, so they actually block every incoming threat. So we are wide open today.
Let's talk about Checkpoint, the company, and what it's doing. I was looking, you're going at a run rate of about $427, $28 million a quarter. What's the biggest seller right now for Checkpoint?
I think the fastest growing is what we call the SandBlast technology, which is the most advanced. It's a set of technologies that blocks the attacks of tomorrow. There's under that umbrella, there's at least 27 different technologies that each one can block a different variant of attacks. And again, we're talking mainly about the unknown attacks. That's the biggest challenge, is how do we block something that we didn't see before.
Have you seen an incredible increase in interest recently?
It's growing. The interest level is growing. If you look at corporate buying, which is where we are, unfortunately, it doesn't behave. I mean, when you see a big attack, it's not that tomorrow morning you get 500 more enterprises being interested. And that's something that can be changed, because I think some of the enterprises should be faster to act.
Thank you so much for being with us. Gil Shwed, Chief Executive Officer of Checkpoint, which is based in Tel Aviv. Coming up, policy, power, and politics with Alan Bjerga and Amy Morris. Alan, what do you have coming up?
Yeah, so on today's Bloomberg Politics, Policy, and Power, we're going to be talking about fracking, why the EPA seems to be doing an about-face on fracking in the latter days of the Obama administration. Of course, we're going to also be previewing the Fed announcement, looking at the wonders of WIRP Go on the Bloomberg terminal to tell you a little bit more about it. And last but not least, of course, Trump transition all day, all the time.
All day, all the time. Thank you so much, Alan. Alan Bjerga and Amy Morris. Stay tuned. A great program. I'm Lisa Abramowitz. I'm here with Pim Fox. Thank you so much for listening. 2 p.m., we have both the Fed meeting as well as the meeting with tech leaders. Bloomberg will cover it all. This is Bloomberg.